This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. We now turn to the second part of our American graduate series, Homeless in High School. Desmond Davis is one of those 18-year-olds that schools like to brag about. Runner, wrestler, drum major. He's a proud bulldog at a school with lots of challenges. North Dallas High ranks in the bottom 20% statewide in academic performance. This weekend, Des graduates. He's heading to Oklahoma State in the fall. Desmond Davis is homeless. Through much of elementary school, home life was tense for Desmond Davis, playing baritone horn in school band. Turned out to be a safe place.
At the time, I was just playing to, I guess, escape what was going on when I was at home. School was like another home, especially the band room in elementary. That was a place where I know I can express myself truly and fully. And when I got into band, I felt like that's another family.
Family matters to Des Davis. So does survival. His mom and dad divorced by the time he got to middle school. Before that, he lived in South Oak Cliff. Life was scary.
Because in the area I grew up in, while you stayed with my mom, most of those kids don't even make it out of high school. And I said to myself, I can't be like all these other kids that's around my neighborhood. For the most part, I just don't want to be a statistic.
After his parents split, Des says dad got custody based on his mother's neglect. With his father, he moved out of Oak Cliff. But dad's a long-distance truck driver, gone for weeks at a time. Des had to find other places to live.
So for the past 6 years, I was moving from place to place to place. I've been to a total of 12 houses during that time period.
At this point, the school district classifies Des Davis as homeless. He never spent a night on the streets, but came close. He's among the 70% of homeless kids in Texas known as sofa surfers, staying with relatives or friends. By high school, he was back in South Oak Cliff living with his grandmother, who has diabetes.
It used to be nerve-wracking. I had to wake up 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning to help her out with medicine and stuff. And then I had to get ready for school. And plus the sports and stuff. And then got to go home and do homework and do chores.
One afternoon, near his grandmother's place, he got robbed at gunpoint. But life was changing.
One of you is in second position playing C. Come on.
Freshman Des Davis had a new band director, Jesse Warmanen.
Desmond is absolutely a hard worker for me. He has, every day that he's been in my program, worked to improve himself and improve the kids around him.
Warmanen gave Des leadership responsibilities because he recognized band was in his blood and the band needed help. This senior year, Des became the drum major.
Set. Mark. Time. Put.
He shows up before school, after school. He's here before I get to school in the morning, waiting to get into the band hall to just work with kids, write music for himself, and anything that he can do just to help out.
North Dallas High opened 93 years ago. Famous graduates include Looney Tunes cartoonist Tex Avery and federal judge Barefoot Sanders. Once at the northern edge of town, the red brick school is now nestled in a decidedly mixed neighborhood. Public housing and shelters sit near upscale shops and new apartments. Most students at North Dallas are minorities. 10% are homeless. This is where a man named CJ entered Des's life.
I think every kid deserves a family. I think everybody deserves family, you know?
Charles Johnson was the school's hall monitor and wrestling coach when Des was a freshman. A bulldog himself, CJ spent the last decade and a half putting kids up at his house until their home life improved.
If they don't have it where they came from and everything, they'll have it with me or they'll have it with my family or the people I make my family.
Des met CJ through the school's action team, a volunteer group that provides community service hours needed to graduate. CJ, who now works security at Baylor Medical Center, extended an offer. Need a place to hang out for a few hours? On the weekend? Need a place to sleep? Des's initial suspicions were unfounded.
It started as being one day, and the day turned into weeks, and those turned into months, and I just went ahead and said, well, Granny, Mom, I'm going to be staying over here now.
CJ's South Oak Cliff home has become a refuge for troubled and homeless high school kids. Jeremy Gonzalez, visiting a few months back, is one of them.
It's kind of like we created our own family
So CJ brought us in. That's my father. He's the head of the tree.
Gonzalez, now 27, with a young son, was one of the first boys CJ helped 11 years ago.
He brings Desmond in, so that's my little brother. If he ever needs me, I'll take care of him. Everyone can relate to each other, kind of not having no one and wanting to be loved, like all human beings want to be loved.
Des has been learning that lesson.
There's always somebody that's in a worse position than you. So you have to be grateful for whatever you get. And if you don't get anything, you still just be grateful that you're alive.
Another thing Des is grateful for, Oklahoma State. He wants to study computer graphics, design video games, and join the cowboy band. What hooked him was a visit to Stillwater, where he saw everyone wearing neon OSU orange. They were a family. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.